doing one.
We've always been. So.
Right now, they are still.
Then why were we so out of.
I said, you know what?
Why were we so?
That was what Dan was saying, because of the times of switching from the manual paper process to the first electronic. To, you know, there's certain things that got lost in translation that were updated at various times, and there's different maps of the tax parcel versus.
Yeah, so the council's responsible for making the code and enforcing the code. But Barrow County, our intergovernmental agreement with Barrow County.
Right.
Has their planning department review, accept the applications for rezoning, review those applications and make recommendations. That's it.
What about recording the changes?
Yeah, well, that would be part of it.
Because that's why I don't understand how it got so out of date.
It's because this council, we did not.
We did not.
This body.
Okay.
Did not.
All right.
Continually update it when Barrow County updates their.
So it was on us.
We're gonna have to do that. As they update their UDC, we'll have to keep up.
Okay.
Periodically.
And who within us does that? We hire someone?
For that, I mean, I have asked Rebecca to let us know if they're making changes.
Okay.
So that we can follow suit. But it would be who, one of us or more than one of us to periodically check in.
Kind of take that on as ourselves.
Yeah, and say, have there been any amendments to your UDC in the last year or so?
Just so we know.
Yeah, and when we adopt this one, I've got it all in PDF so that Kathy can put it on the website. And so we can send it to.
Okay.
I could put it on my calendar and maybe call Rebecca quarterly.
And then.
That's more than often enough.
And then when there's a change, that person also makes sure the change was put in. Right?
Oh, yeah. We'll have to do, we won't need a moratorium, but we will need to do a public hearing.
Every time?
Every time we change the zoning. Yeah, and that's why I would not recommend we do it, you know. Just check every 6 months or so, or 3 months.
Okay.
At most. We're not gonna be doing this a lot.
Okay, good.
But we just keep up.
Okay. You seem detail oriented.
I'm probably over detailed.
I tend to go, okay, that's close enough.
I'm just a little bit OCD.
Okay, well then that would be perfect.
All right, got, it's 7:01. We'll call the meeting to order. First item, we'll raise for the, stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Seated. So, just looking at the order, just make sure first thing.
Yeah.
First item that we're going to cover tonight is going to be the approval of the meeting minutes from January 8th and January 20th. The council wants to review and make note.
January 8th is a little off.
January 8th's off?
The second page. On the Tommy nomination, and as far as the voting would have been Tommy there instead of my name.
Voting what?
Oh, Johnson abstained, so you should be Brown Day.
Yeah, should be Buchanan there instead of Johnson.
Brown Daly and Buchanan voted for. On the last sentence, next to the last sentence. Should be left or right.
Okay, thank you.
make a motion with the exception with the change.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes. All right. The, and the 20th. Review the 20th independently.
What?
So if we can just review the 20th independently. I know that was the 8th.
The minutes from the 20th is separate.
Correct.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
I'll second. They looked good.
All in favor?
Agreed.
I wasn't there.
That's right.
One abstain.
Okay.
So 3 and 4, one abstain. All right. Motion passed.
Okay, we're supposed to verbally vote, right, for the recording. Is that right?
I can't hear you.
Mention if you can verbally vote next
yeah,
time.
Just,
we'll turn the microphones on.
Right.
In verbal. We do have a document.
So it's in the
meetings.
Recording who voted.
Yep. Okay. The next item on the agenda is going through the public hearing on the adoption of the Unified Development Code and zoning map. As previously passed, we have 5 minutes that was approved for comment on the item on the agenda. So at this time, if there is anybody that has any comments for the Unified Development Code. We have the map posted on the site. So if anybody needs to review any more in detail with it, it's been posted.
Okay, I guess there's no comment.
All right, this time, is anybody anything additional to say with it? Otherwise, we'll go ahead and close the public comments on the UDC. For the council, we have the Unified Development Code that you have been previously sent all of the paperwork associated with it and the zoning map. Is there anything, items of discussion?
I think we covered it. Looks good.
I'd like to just send out appreciation to all the work everyone's been putting into getting this done. Both council, town council, and Mark Beatty with the Northeast Georgia region. Okay. From this point, is there anyone like to make a motion to vote for the adoption of the UDC in the zoning map?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All right. Motion passes unanimously.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Woo! Congratulations. It's a boy.
At this time, I would like to ask council to consider making a motion to that we go ahead and lift the zoning moratorium tonight. Otherwise, it would expire after 10 days, but we can go ahead and add that to the agenda and lift the moratorium.
Make a motion to lift the moratorium.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the yearly audit from the financial component. So everyone should have a copy of the audit proposal. This is consistent with previous years for the audit fees.
So we're approving the audit or we're approving their results of the audit?
No, approving the contracting with the audit company to
contract.
Move forward with the audit.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Are there any questions? Essentially, page 1 through 4 outline all of the scope details as consistent with previous years, being in accordance with the regulatory requirements for the audit. Fees are located on page 5 in the third paragraph, and that outlines a, you know, 3-year fee proposal with escalation built in.
I wonder why they're escalating it when they, it's their own work they're reviewing the following year.
Very customary for escalations in most multi-year contracts from service proposals.
I guess I'll make a motion to approve Walker Pierce and Tuck as our auditors. For 3 years?
That's actually for 2 years, right? 24 and 25?
23, 24, 25.
Because we're reviewing last year's.
Review, okay. I second.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the multi-year part. Usually, when you do a multi-year agreement, you provide that you can
30-day out clause.
You can, yes, exactly. You can get out at least once a year so that you're not binding future councils.
Yep. Cancellation clause. If we need to revisit, we can.
Yeah. Yes. Of course. Yep. I'll review that.
Okay. At this time, then I'll ask council that we table this to review of the correct until we get the just the verification of the cancellation clause.
Okay, I rescind my motion.
I should have spoken up when I saw it on the agenda that I needed to review the contract before it went before you.
And making sure time frame.
I sent it to you.
Oh.
No, I didn't get it with the. Sorry. Yeah.
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 Okay. Or if I did, I didn't.
So it's 11,500 year one, 11,800 year two.
Doesn't that require at least 3 days?
Not at that.
Not for professional not when, services contracts.
Just ask.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the last item that was listed on the published agenda. I did want to, was we talked about at the working meeting about with the council that we would engage on the, call it the working meeting, on the, let me get it correct.
Workshops.
The workshops on the last Monday of the month. That way it buys the 1 week period before the actual, the standard meeting on there. I want to make that as a formal piece that we have that listed.
So we want to vote to amend the agenda.
Yep. Correct. So.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So we want to amend the agenda to
add the working meetings, or
the last Monday.
The last Monday.
Monday of each month. Okay.
Each month. So that would be 1 week prior to the normal
voting
monthly
session.
Meetings, the voting sessions. So those would be the non. Those are working meetings, non-voting sessions.
Here at 7?
Monday, 7 o'clock.
And we'll put those in the newspaper?
Correct.
The Barrow
it's
County News?
Department.
The Barrow County News?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying it's not my department.
It's
not. Formally, but
yes.
I'll put it in as an article if you want to. Well, it's totally not my thing.
Not my job then.
Estimating how many more public people.
Okay. Are there any questions on making that the last Monday of each month?
Does that work? Does that work for y'all?
That should be fine with me. I mean, you know, it's going to be a month-to-month thing for all of us anyway.
Yeah, so that would make the next meeting would be the 26th of February.
So how are we working on the agendas for those workshops?
We'll be working together, going to address.
I mean, how are we coming up with the agenda for the workshops?
How? So these are more continuation of what we had in the January 20th meeting with those items, but continuing to work on the actual action plans, implementation
okay.
associated with those items. Mm-hmm. And as additional items come up that we need to discuss, bring those forward. So as we're able to work through, say, an example would be bids on culvert repairs or bids on the road improvement projects that are approved through the LMIC funds.
Or the list of the places, weren't we gonna go
Correct.
Around and looking? Okay.
So kind of that future plan, and then also where we can continue the discussion on whether it's, you know, how is the future land use, so that
mm-hmm.
we can have those working sessions drawn out ahead of time. The intent would be to make these meetings as the actionable meetings
mm-hmm.
that we've had an opportunity to work on to discuss things in the first meeting. Then we've got the period of time to answer any follow-up questions through those and then make these meetings very efficient.
That sounds good.
Okay. Is there a motion to create that, to make the meetings last month? Or the first, the last
I'll make
Monday.
A motion, our workshops are on the last Monday of each month at 7:00 at City Hall.
Okay.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? None. Passed unanimously.
Was there something else we were going to?
That's it at this
point. That was it. What about the financials? Do we need to look at those that were provided?
Let me just add that I am assuming our future meetings, though, will be here, not
oh, yes.
at the church.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a
I just
want to
retreat.
That was a one time.
Everybody.
Absolutely. Did you need to, you wanted to?
Do we need to look at, review?
We do have those, just.
I like the summary page. That's been added.
Very
I like
nice.
That. How clean cut and total. So on our business license, we can go through and we'll look to see if any that are outstanding.
That's correct. Through this end of this period, $430 is not all the business licenses.
Right. Are they all due at
February
first of
15th.
The year? What?
February 15th.
Oh, okay.
I'd say our largest employer probably has not paid yet.
They paid in December.
Okay.
Oh, bless them. And any discussion about the CDs, I guess those all rolled or?
We did the $100,000 CD,
mm-hmm.
as was previously.
Right, and so there aren't any coming up in January, or where are we, February? Okay.
No, we don't have that in, yeah. We're good right now on the CDs.
Good, yay, all right.
When's the next one, in June or May, isn't it?
I'll print that out. Will recirculate just is updated with that with the most recent purchase.
Last meeting you talked about business licenses.
Is it the last one? Right, let me look it up. You don't mind. This is the last one that we talked about that does roll. That is February 12th. The last 100.
And we're going to let it roll.
That way we have fun. We're working on that, having funds available for the road improvements and the culvert projects.
Mm-hmm.
So for our repairs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you gotten bids for the roads?
Still working on the bids. I've had several phone calls, and you're right. It's pulling the vendors.
Who does? What's the formal process to open for bids?
Well, right now what I'm trying to do is get together just with someone that's very knowledgeable in that piece to understand the exact process of what we need to do for getting the RFP together and have a magnitude, because based on the price is going to dictate the full level of scale as to how we need to
bid
out that project.
Right.
So that's the step one, is understanding, you know, item one, two, and three, what is the anticipated cost of each one of those?
Should we contract through Barrow for that?
That's one option.
And then learn from them as we're going, and
maybe.
Okay.
It's worth the conversation with them.
I'm just throwing out ideas.
No.
We still have to get three bids, though, correct?
It depends on where the pricing comes in for each one, whether it's viewed individually or as all of the projects together, and what the pricing looks like each way. So as long as that's done in accordance and in the spirit with the law.
Okay. Can I say something before we close?
Yes.
I'd like this to be in the minutes. Oh, is it? Am I on? I think so. Good. Mason Orr, would you approach the bench, please?
It's the podium.
The podium.
The bench.
We want to congratulate our own Mason Orr for being named the outstanding small business owner in Barrow County by the Barrow County Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was really unexpected. I really like to tell, like I told them there at the dinner, I really like to stay behind the curtain, behind the scenes. So it was very unexpected, but I do appreciate that they did recognize me for that award. And now I am the past chairman, so hopefully I get to take a break.
Congratulations.
Includes the items on the agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Tommy, you haven't made one. Hmm? You haven't made a motion.
You want to make a motion to adjourn?
No.
Oh, no.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, everybody. At
7:20. Good.
So, FYI, if you're interested, we're going to be planting some trees out here on the 24th at 9 o'clock. For the folks that were not at our meetings, we encourage you to come out and join us. It is our day.
Yes. And we're going to ask, we're going to have a competition at Bethlehem Elementary for a poem about Arbor Day, and the forester said she would pick the winner. And then we'll have them come read it maybe at our next city council meeting. How's that? Cool.
Get you to sign this stuff with Kathy.
And we're going to review the financial stuff next time. The financial two reports.